I never started. Started the recording. Oh no!
Damn. Shall we start over?
I'm sorry. Yes, really quick, and then I'll go through everything really quick. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. All right, bringing the meeting to order, Parks and Rec. Let me get up the agenda here.
It was at 7:04.
All right, we started at 7:04, and we have approved the minutes. So may I hear just another motion to approve the minutes from last time?
I'll give you a motion.
Thanks, Rebecca. Second. I hear Steve. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So we've just been discussing, there was no public comment. There's still nobody in the lobby, right, Taryn?
No.
Okay, and nothing was submitted. And so we skipped over to other business and we've been discussing carryover items from last week. We talked about the security cameras that were being discussed by the police department. There are no updates on that yet, but they're, you know, they're still ongoing. They're working on it. Also was asking about the funding for the possible grant for the playground that was going through, and the grant is still in process. The money earmarked for the playground is still in the package, so it's just waiting on a town meeting to get that funding voted on. So that's still ongoing. Inquired about the basketball courts and their lifespan in terms of Mills Pond. And it sounds like they need repairs yearly, but we're not positive when they're going to get replaced. So it could be a long-term project. In terms of putting in a splash pad, we're looking to do that at the same time, if possible, around when we put in the playground, and we'll be looking at further options and surveying current Parks and Rec staff and community for important items to that as that process is going on. So with that, I'll ask that we'll move on to the discussion of the fitness equipment planning and discussion that's on the agenda here. So I did email out a couple documents, one you had before around this, just to start the discussion. So one document was the ExoFit price list with all the different pieces in there that Taryn had shared with us previously. And then I put together just a quick couple of pictures here to help lead the discussion on it. So from that perspective, I'll just run through this and then I'll open it up to you guys for comment. And so this is a picture of from the Canton website. We have a GIS system for accounting purposes and land usage, et cetera. So this is right from the Canton website. Took a picture of Mills Pond from above. Then we have a zoom in of the area in question, which is this triangle in the corner off the side of the basketball courts that we're discussing putting the outdoor fitness equipment in. This is a concept drawing that was provided a few years back now in the master plan. I really like it. There was a little bit of criticism that came up right when they shared it with us. And one of the things was parking along East Hill wasn't something we're interested in, but that's not what I wanted to show you here. I love the trail system going around this, and I think that kind of falls in line with what we're talking about in terms of a fitness trail. You know, it utilizes, there's already a sidewalk along East Hill, there's already a sidewalk in front of the basketball courts, I believe. But it also had interestingly enough, a space next to the basketball courts that they envisioned having seating and a picnic table and some trees. So I took that idea. Oh, there's the zoom in. And I picked a piece. I think that this ExoPod number 3 that has a few different items on it, it's very adult oriented. I had reasons for doing that as well. So I thought that was nice. I know we talked about getting a different color other than green. So, dependent on color selection and all that, I thought that would be a good idea for this little triangle in the corner. And I did a little drawing here. So a couple of things I think that corner should incorporate. One is a path that goes around in it, whatever fitness equipment goes in the middle, but we need some separation from the parking lot. you know, dumpsters are going in there right now, which we're going to move. But there's also, I've noticed, plowing. They're plowing all the snow into that corner of the parking lot as well. So we'll just need something to be a barrier, just like we need in the other parts of the park, like a fence, some trees in there. These little orange squares are signage saying, you know, it, you know, fitness, outdoor fitness equipment or whatever we want on there. And then a picnic table in the corner. So just a concept to kind of get us started. But I thought that, you know, this is a way to start. We can use signage to highlight the path around the park that we envision, but it's a starting spot that we can build from. Okay. So with that, and you should have that document. I shared that with you in the email. So you can review that at your own leisure as well. All right. So with that, I'll open it up to other suggestions, comments, questions.
Brian, I think this is great, and I really appreciate you putting it together because I'm such a visual person. I agree with you with the paths. Like, one of the most important things that I see in anything that we build is connecting the paths, which then provide dog walking, people walking, running. So it creates two options for the area. So, I mean, I think it looks great as a start.
Yeah, I think it looks nice too.
Excellent. Thanks. I'm not a landscape architect by any means. So, you know, I would expect that the Taryn, you and the, you know, the town guys who are going to get involved and install could take it from there and figure out what actually works. But at least it's a place we could get started. I didn't do any measurements. I could have done that through the GIS system. You can get a vague sense of the size of the space, but I couldn't find the measurements for the ExoFit Pod 3. So I didn't bother doing any of the scale. That's just a guess.
Should fit fine. Well done.
I'll see if I can get, I can reach out to them too and get those measurements, because we're going to have to, you know, go through the process of getting it approved to put it in there. I think that space is clearly far enough away from wetlands that shouldn't be an issue, but I'll get the dimensions too, because if we have to talk about layout or which way we want certain things facing in terms of the pieces, or if there's a way things will fit better, that way we can have that.
Cool, sounds good. So what are the next steps then for this, Taryn?
So I'll have to reach out to him and get the sizing for everybody. Confirm that the pricing has stayed the same. And then I will speak with Glenn from Public Works, who's the project administrator, project manager, and work with him on how we would move forward with those steps. He is the person I originally spoke with who kind of guided us on where to start. So I'll reach back out to him and just have him work with me on how we can move forward with that piece and that space, including the fencing, the path, and signage. And I can talk to the company as well and see if there's signage that both comes with the piece, or we would have to buy it separately. And then we would probably also have to decide what other signage we would want, if there was some kind of drawing we would want on the sign on what, you know, what the walking areas around look like, or if there was just wording we wanted to have on it for now. But I, to start with, will just confirm the equipment, the pricing, the sizing, and talk to Glenn and see how we move forward from there in terms of getting it in.
Cool. That sounds great, Taryn. So we can, so we'll take this item and table it for next time then?
Yeah, yep. I'll just, like I said, confirm everything and get our clear next steps on what needs to happen to make this happen.
Awesome. Cool. So I would also, if I may, Taryn, I'm really interested in having a kind of a plan for how this is going to play out, in terms of, we've got a few different things we have in mind that we want to make happen, the splash pad, the playground, potentially, you know, there's, but this whole area needs rehabbed. And I don't know exactly, you have a better sense of what order that needs to happen in. So I don't know if there's, we could start drawing up a rough draft of a multi-phase project of how that's going to get done.
So I think I would say that we wait to see that that playground funding does get fully approved so that we're going to know if we're going to be able to do that whole space in one large project at one time, and you know, the splash pad and playground at once, and then you know, the curbing and everything from there.
Okay.
You know, at that point, if that does all get approved, then there would be, you know, an architect or a playground architect that would be start to become involved in the sense of how our funding, basically how much, what we can get out of the funding that we have, you know, what would need to be done and what those steps would be. So
we would hire someone to do that when it happens.
Yeah, because we, especially with the splash pad and the splash pad design and everything that goes into getting that put in, that's certainly a larger project and a larger thing that needs to be handled versus a playground where we would just kind of take out what's there and pretty much, you know, drop in a new thing that would come pre-done. The splash pad is going to, depending again on funding and then what kind of like a filtration system we'd be using for that, it's going to depend on how much digging they're going to have to do, what the replacement is going to be in terms of the concrete and what either needs to go underneath it or if it's going to be outside of it. So, you know, that's going to kind of really be dependent on all of that getting approved.
Hey, so I think Taryn,
the
next step. Yep. So I just had a quick question and then I got to put you guys on hold because I'm on call tonight. But do you think a visual though would help get funding? And so, like, I know exactly what you're saying, like, why put something together that then, like, an architect will need to do? But I just wonder, like, you know, we can see Brian's, if we could give an idea of an example of multi-step or Brian multi-phase, even if on this kind of original drawing, not yours, but the one that was done from the plan, we could kind of do, like, you know how on maps they have blowouts? So you could do area one where they had like the seating and then show your version and then just mark other areas as what would or could possibly come next, just as an example of what, you know, kind of wet their whistle and make them interested in it so they're more likely to want to help fund it.
So that, I mean, the playground and the splash pad, those are in that ARPA funding. So that's really just the plan that the town like would be voted on at the town meeting. And then from there is where we would go forward. I could certainly ask and start looking into a design in case one thing. I don't think it's at the point though where it's going to be things are taken out of it. It's either going to be voted yes or voted no. So, you know, I don't know if we want to put the work in to design it, if we don't need to yet, because then we're going to have someone come in who would help us do it all at once, where we may be able to save money on certain things because it's all being done at one time. But it's whatever you guys would like to do. If you want to try to work on a plan in what the potential could be, we could certainly do that. You know, and I could look into what the steps would be for that or how we would need to go forward with.
Yeah, I didn't really we don't have to. I wasn't implying spend money. I was literally implying taking what we have here and doing a little bit of like what Brian did just to give them a visual. But if it's going to be a lot of work or cost anything, then I don't think that's worth it. But for me, I would never fund a project or vote on a project that I couldn't see. So we're going to need something, you know, if it's going to go to a community vote, we're going to need to show them something, either the old, you know, master plan or the last time the architects were there. But I don't really think people will vote yes on something that they can't see.
Right. Follow-up question, Taryn. You said that the splash pad was in the funding. I didn't understand that to be the case. I thought we were looking for funding from the splash pad from our own.
So I think what they're looking to do is replace some of that special revenue fund that was lost because of COVID. There's a way that they can replace some of the funding. So the splash pad project, because the special revenue fund doesn't have that dollar amount after COVID, you know, we just don't, that dollar amount wasn't there. So part of what they were looking to do was replace some of that funding and then put that splash, make sure that the splash pad stayed in there and would be done at all at one time. Because the other step that we were looking at was how do we get the waiting pool back open if we can't get a splash pad done? You know, we can't go another summer without having either a plan in place to have that space open or a plan in place that something newer and better was going to be there.
Okay, that makes sense. I was unaware that our special revenue fund took such a hit that we wouldn't be able to move forward with that. You know, I understand that we had reduced revenue because of COVID and all that. Right. I just didn't know to what degree. I'm curious to see the numbers. And I'm also surprised to hear they're looking to put money back in it because they've been trying to pull money out of it for so long.
Well, I think because that had already been in there and been an approved project was something that they were, you know, redoing that space and the special revenue fund did take a hit. You know, we did everything that we could to try to offer as much as we could during that time. But there were still expenses that were coming out of it, right? With staffing, department line items that are taken out of special revenue that have to come out regardless. So, it did take a hit just based on the fact that operating costs still continued to come out of it, even though we weren't spending on programming because we wouldn't spend it if we're not doing something.
Maybe we can move, you can put something on the agenda for next time to talk about the special revenue fund and what's going on there. Cause I know because I had concerns about salaries coming out of the special revenue fund to begin with. And especially, you know, in a year where we're not putting the money in now, there's a concern. And so, okay, now we're going to put money back into it because the salaries are coming out of it. It's getting more, a little more complicated. So maybe we can table that for next time. I would like to talk about that.
Sure.
And also I would warn against, you know, if this grant takes too long to get approved, having that approval process delay the implementation of the splash pad. If we do have the funds in, you know, it's not the same, you know, balance, you don't have the same buffer zone, but I would hate to delay the splash pad a year because we're waiting on a grant.
Right.
This budget is this next week, or is it this week?
I don't have the data right now. I can look that up and get back to you on when that vote is. Well, it's not, this isn't the vote for the budget. This is the vote for the ARPA funding. And then the budget, we're not even presenting the budget to the Board of Selectmen until the second week of February. So like I present the Parks and Rec budget on February 15th.
I meant the funding for the playground, but
I can get that date and send it to you.
Is it coming up soon or is it a ways out?
I believe it's soon.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing an email.
I just don't have the exact date right now.
All right. Well, that's good. Cool. All right. So thank you for all the information, Taryn. So with that, I guess I'll open it. You know, we're done with the outdoor fitness equipment discussion for now until next time. So I'll open it up for if anyone has any other business that wasn't on the agenda they'd like to bring to the commission.
Well, I was wondering about, you know, we're talking about something for kids, you know, on the playground and stuff like that. And we're talking about for adults in the, you know, in the fitness trail, so to speak. What are we doing for our seniors? I'm thinking that, you know, something like maybe couple of bocce courts, especially in the area where the, you know, senior center itself is, might be a, you know, a nice thing. It'd be, you know, social, it'd be physical, and yet it's not heavy duty stuff. So just throw it out. Or any other things that might be, you know, in the area of recreation and entertainment for seniors.
I mean, one of the things that we put in, not that it was specifically for seniors, but we do have those, the one court that has the pickleball lines painted on it. You know, that's not obviously usable right now as being outside and being painted on the tennis courts, but we did put that in. In terms of having things by the senior center, I don't know that there's anything specifically planned. I don't know if the senior center has anything that they were trying to do, because some of that would, if it's closer to their space, kind of fall under them. But, you know, if we're talking about the park and if we there's other things we can add, then that would be a different conversation to have, certainly.
Okay. Let me stop over there and just ask them.
Yeah, I don't know if they put anything into the budget in terms of expanding what their spaces were. But it would certainly be something that, you know, it would come, if we were going to have it be senior specific, that it would be, you know, like coming more from them.
Okay.
Than from us.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up, Steve. Yeah, no, I don't want to forget the senior perspective on this either. So, you know, as we're looking at all the plans for Mills Pond, you know, we need that perspective as well. So I appreciate the comment. And yeah, that's a great place to start talking at the senior center, because we do, at some point they were going to combine the senior center with Parks and Rec. It didn't happen that way, but we have a lot of shared interests.
I know, that this last weekend, piggybacking off the security lights from earlier, Taryn, I know if you talk to the police tomorrow, my wife and her friend walks almost quite a bit. And they noticed two kids on the diving boards at the park the other day, jumping up and down, playing. And her and her friend chased them out of there. But kids are hopping the fence doing what they like.
Where were they? I'm sorry, it cut out a little bit.
They were on the diving boards, jumping up and down, playing.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't live in across from the park. I don't see too much presence even at night from our patrols at all. I know during the day they're hamstrung with only two officers and most of their officers at night, but we don't see them too much. And also on the bocce part, I do believe I was having a conversation with some seniors a year or so ago when I was in the pool at the health tracks there. And I know there's a Farmington bocce club that a lot of the seniors in the valley go to. Mm-hmm. that when they play bocce, they go there. They have leagues and everything. So I think a lot of the ones that are serious about the bocce side gravitate towards that place. I guess it's pretty popular.
They may, but they would also like to have something local to, you know, to kind of practice, especially if they are competitive.
Yep, I hear you. We used to have them near our tennis courts where I grew up.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering, you know, is there any room between the tennis courts where isn't there like a divide that's a little narrow there? Would that work for a bocce area?
There is a storage box over there right now. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to get you know, the requirements for width and everything for bocce courts to see if it would fit and to make sure that we could have access from the sides as well.
Yeah, who knows? I know you need a level playing ground, so it might not be possible. Who knows?
Right. Certainly something to look into, being open space. You know, that's kind of put away.
I don't know much about it, but I think they're made of clay, right? They put a big clay base, hard packed, for those bocce areas.
It's probably something.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about bocce. I'd have to research what that all looks like.
A whole new can of worms.
Why not? I think they're generally located near horseshoe pits, you know, so there's similar length and size and requirements. I don't think they take up a ton of space, and maybe it's something we can figure, you know, as long as we're doing a whole bunch of landscaping and maybe excavating for other things, who knows, maybe it's something we can fit in. So I think it's a good idea.
I think when I was in Forestville, at the Kia place there, walking around a little bit, waiting for my car, there's an Italian-American club there. And I think they may have, you know, a couple of courts. And they don't take up a lot of room, you know. So I may just take another look and see if they are there and what they're made of.
Excellent. Thank you, Todd, for bringing up the sighting at the pool. You know, it's just one more reason for the police to continue to look at those cameras. You know, I understand their resource constraints of having a presence there, but man, if they could have some deterrence, it wouldn't hurt, you know, get some, and real deterrence would be great. That camera would be awesome. So maybe that'll help.
My wife said the kids had their scooters on the outside of the fence, and she was wondering if the mom was brought them there and they couldn't use access to the ramps because the ice and snow. And I think she was sitting there, didn't give a hoot about what they were doing. Out of her sight. Who knows?
Yeah.
We do have a prop, you know, kids love to climb up that fence, right? And jump in. And even the beginning, right after we had closed, you know, Henry found one of the reels with the landlines that they had pushed into the pool. And then he had to get that out. So it's all... It's not an issue that they're unfamiliar with, but at the same time, you know, it's a clear safety issue on multiple levels.
Electrify the fence, put a little voltage on it.
Prevent drowning by electrocution.
just get a low voltage fence, right?
Sometimes it seems like we need it. Anyways, but yeah, good to know. All right.
Yeah, I'll bring that up tomorrow. Like I said, I have to speak with Chief in the morning, so that's, I'll definitely mention that one. That's,
Yep.
All right. Any other business? All right. Well, if there's no other business to bring up, it's great to see everyone tonight. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. It was good to see you again. I look forward to discussing next time. Taryn, don't hesitate to email us if something comes up in between meetings. And if not.
Yeah, I'll look up that date and I'll get that to you tomorrow as soon as I find it.
Cool. Yeah. I'd be curious about when that vote's happening because I'll be noteworthy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks. Bye.
Good seeing you.